Hey everyone, welcome back to High Tea Hoops. This is Brian Boucher at the Duke of Hoops, and I'm joined by Skylar Smith, the Duchess. What's up, Duchess?
Hi, Brian. Super excited for today's episode. It's going to be a great one.
Aren't you just so excited for esports chat?
So excited. I feel like I'm here today just to learn. I'm here with the audience today to learn.
I rate the NBA fits, the fashion game. So now it's time for you to go into my world on esports. And today we have two very special guests from the Manchester Giants. Alex, the team captain and manager of Manchester Giants Esports. And then Liam, the head of marketing at Manchester Giants. What's up, guys? Thanks for joining.
Hey, how are you doing? You okay?
Doing, you know, just month nine of the pandemic, lockdown. Manchester just went into tier four, right? So you guys are doing great.
Yeah, it's never ending. I think in a few months we'll be in tier nine, which means we're locked in the basement at gunpoint.
Well, just for the audience so you guys can introduce yourselves, Liam, do you want to kick us off? Just go through a little bit about your background. How long have you been at the Giants? What's your position? We'd just love to hear a little bit more about your professional background.
So my name is Liam Bryant. I'm the head of marketing for the Manchester Giants. That makes it sound a little bit grander than what it is, as there's not many people in the marketing department. So I am the marketing department in a lot of ways. I've been working for the Manchester Giants about 2 years. Been a fan of the club since the 90s. Yep. I did have a season ticket back in those famous arena days when we were looking a little bit more like an NBA team, and British basketball was probably its high water mark at those times. Got back into it a few years ago, just wanted to get involved, and then, you know, I started actually as a volunteer for a few months, managed to get a job out of it, and my sort of tenure at the Giants has straddled both the old ownership at George H. Carnell and Jamie Edwards taking over in January this year. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I've seen a lot. Yes. Managed to see my first wins as well this season. And if any of you go to Giants games, well, last season, I'm not going to be doing it this season, but last season I was the guy in the centre of the court as well with the microphone, getting everybody to chant defence and whatnot. So that's probably what I'm more known for.
Love that. Little Jackie Moon from the Flint, Michigan Tropics. Love it. Alex, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, hi. So I'm Alex. I'm the team captain for the Manchester Giants Esports 2K team. So a bit about myself. I started playing 2K back in 2K14 when it came to the PS4. That was my first major console, so I'm still quite young. I'm 20.
You're in your prime for esports, Alex. Don't sell yourself short. Prime, your reaction time is just brilliant right now.
Yeah. Almost sharp, over the hill.
Almost over the hill, yeah. You're getting a little old.
Yeah. So I got into contact with Liam, and then we sort of got this project started together with the owner. And then, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
That's great. So you started playing in 2014, you said. So you're about 6 years in, hitting your prime.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How did you get in touch with the Manchester Giants? How did this all come together?
Yeah, so I mean, so many people might think there was some like complicated process. It was really as simple as sending out an email. So I wanted to get into the esports sort of more of the business side of things. And then I just simply wrote up an email to a local team because I'm from Manchester as well. So I just sent an email out and then I got a response. And that's how it got started.
Just moral head of marketing, story. Head shoot of marketing at Giants. Yeah, shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Love that. But before we get into all of the esports and everything like that, I just want to set a little context with the Manchester Giants in general, because I think it was 8 years, bottom of the table, and new ownership comes in. There's a rebrand. There's a new energy. You're doing really well this season. You have MVP candidates. My MVP pick so far, Lyle Hexham on the BBL show, which got a little flack
for. Get that in there, Brian.
But nice. I had to, you know, it's a good pick. He leads the league in rebounds and points. He's got to be on that list. But Liam, going over to you, do you just want to talk a little bit through the rebrand, the new energy that you're trying to bring to the Giants after this ownership change?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you've been at the bottom of the league for so long, and the especially the venue we were playing in last season as well, the brand just needed raising and a bit more quality coming into the brand to be able to attract the sponsors. A lot of, you know, when I've worked in football, somebody told me once that if you looked at a league table from the top to the bottom, the team at the top will usually be the one with the highest budget, and the team at the bottom will always be the one with the lowest budget. So people are looking at the team and saying, well, why can't the team play better? And when actually it's the team behind the team that are going away and, you know, increasing attendances, commercial partnerships, community work that's bringing a lot of the money in. And that's what the big focus is, because we need to give the coach Danny and his team the tools to be able to do a little better. So a lot of the focus has been building the club up. COVID has helped in a way because it's given us an opportunity to go and explore things we maybe didn't once have had time for. It's also hindered us in a lot of ways because we've not been able to sort of expand our community coaching and outreach side. We've not been able to get into schools and whatnot this year because it's so difficult because of all the restrictions. But, you know, look at the strides we've made. We've come out and we've moved into a new arena, brand spanking new arena. We've got one of the best arenas in the league now.
Yep. Well, the National Training Centre, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the Wembley Stadium of British basketball. So we're very proud to play in there. The first time I walked in to do the promo video, we just stood in the centre of the court and I couldn't believe how different it was from where we were playing. And, you know, I was looking at a video the other day of the netball team, the Manchester Thunder who play there, and seeing what the atmosphere is like with 2,000 people. And I think with Giants fans in there, renowned for being the loudest fans in the country, I think it'll be an amazing atmosphere as soon as we can get fans in there. So, yeah, and with the rebrand, we got into the summer and we sort of met with an agency called Burt, a fantastic agency. I've not forgotten the name since I heard that. But,
yeah, good branding.
They were fantastic people. I went into the process thinking we were just going to get a nice, shiny new logo out of it. But there's a process to go through called co-creation, where they take sort of people from around the club, stakeholders internally and externally, get them around the table. And it's more a matter of just sort of questioning who you are and what you're about.
Yep.
And that's this is what came out of the process, the new branding. And we fell in love with it as soon as we saw it for the first time. And it really represents us and where we want to go. As you can see, the X at the top, it's a Roman numeral 10. Which represents the 10 boroughs of Greater Manchester. The 10 boroughs for us is the 10 by 10 plan, we call it, is going to be the foundation of where the club's going to be going over the next sort of 5 to 10 years. It's all about having a Giants in each borough. You know, we're going to have an academy. That's something else I forgot to mention. We've got an academy, which again was going to be down the road, but we've managed to get a deal across the line to start next September with it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So there's going to be community teams in each borough in the county. And then, you know, the best kids are going to be put through the elite pathway. And it's not just about basketball. We can do that with media teams. So we're going to develop relationships with all the colleges in each borough and be training sort of photographers, digital creatives to come through. The team that we're going to be putting in on the esports team, one of the guys that's going to be running the media on it is a young lad called Marcel Abbott, who's been a Giants fan.
Love Marcel.
Marcel is going to be
a lot of trash talking on Twitter, by the way, Marcel.
I'm going to have a word with him about that because
no, I love it. I love it.
Don't make him stop.
Being a Giants fan for a long time, sometimes that can come and hit you back in the face. I'm
a little bit worried. Keep it up.
But Marcel's fantastic, and one day he's going to be one of those BBL media stars. And I don't think I'm over-egging it to say that. And you know, we can take people that are going to be involved in video production and things like that, and it's almost they can be coming up through this elite pathway with the esports or under 21s or the academy side, and then they're ready to step up and work with the first team as well in a few years time. So it's everything. The 10 by 10, we're going to have a player visiting every borough, and they're almost going to be the Duke of Duke of Wigan or the Earl of Oldham. And it's a fantastic plan, and it's going to take us years until we get it to where we want it to be. It's probably never ending, but we almost want to become the Greater Manchester Giants rather than the Manchester Giants, and really own the space and own basketball in Greater Manchester.
That's a lot for one head of marketing, Liam.
It is.
That's a lot of stuff going on.
I keep asking for more minions to do all the work.
Skylar and I were just talking about the rebrand on our last podcast, actually, and how clean it looks. I'm a big fan. It just adds that professionalism, adds a new energy on top of the club. And you know, you have times for nostalgia. You can always do throwback jerseys and throwback kits, but you know, I love the new look personally. It's been great to see the Giants take the brand and the energy and the entire feeling around the team so seriously into this new season.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you're in Manchester as well, there is also that kind of awareness that Manchester is the cool city in the UK. Certainly, that's what I believe anyway. So everything we do has got to be that little bit better as we're coming out.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So we heard how Alex got involved with the team. Liam, what was it like from the Giant side? Had this idea already been floating around, or was this a new concept? How and when did this idea come about?
So I've just mentioned the Academy, and the Academy was probably something that we had an idea for coming a few years further down the line. But again, we had a contact out of the blue, and we managed to get a deal across the line. And we'd been talking about esports for a good while because we've seen the opportunities in esports and how it's growing. And, you know, I look at my own son who's 16. He probably watches people playing FIFA more than he actually plays FIFA himself. Also, you know, it's the same with he's probably watching more FIFA on TV than he's actually watching real life football on TV. And it's same for I've got an 8-year-old as well who's watching Fortnite.
Oh yeah.
I'm completely, you know, this is what I'm looking at and thinking, you know, especially this year, we know that it can't just be about the 5 o'clock tip off on a Sunday. You need to find ways to engage with fans all week and to engage with younger fans as well. So it is something that was on our radar. I got the email off Alex. I think it was probably around a day later. I managed to get you on a Zoom call. And I think by the end of the Zoom call, when we had an end of the fight, come on, let's just do it.
So Alex, on your side, you send a cold email out. You've been playing 2K for a while. What instigates you wanting to associate with a BBL team? What was kind of your vision for contacting? How long did you have this in the works before you pulled the trigger? Because every cold email like that I send, it's going around in your head. You're like, should I send this? How do I tweak this? So how long were you kind of, you're hyping yourself up? Head of marketing at ManchesterGiants.com. Let's fire this off. So how long was this brewing, and how long have you been thinking about this vision?
Sure. I mean, it wasn't completely cold in the sense that it didn't just come to mind in a dream or whatever. It was more something which I got inspired to do through a digital marketing apprenticeship, which I did before becoming a student at university. So it wasn't something which came completely out of the blue. I sort of got inspired to analyze the markets a bit. And with being so engaged in 2K and the 2K community, I saw that there was a gap for UK teams. I saw these European teams such as, I don't know, SK Gaming coming on board and making these big teams and having quite a lot of success with viewer engagement. So I thought, why not? Let's just send one out to a local team and see what happens.
How long have you been a Manchester Giants fan?
A Manchester Giants fan? I mean, so with basketball in general, I've been watching it for quite a while. I mean, having some Serbian heritage, I mean, it's one of the biggest sports in the country. So, I mean, I've been following BBL and being a Giants fan for about 3 years. I haven't really competed in the UK or played any major role in actual basketball, but I've definitely been there on the scene just watching and listening to all the news.
Yeah.
I'm very curious. How have you built your skill set, and what is your practice schedule like? Because I'm 23, so it feels like this should all be very like intuitive and natural to me, like social media is, but I've just never really, I don't know, I've never really been into esports. I've never really watched, I've never really played. How did you develop your skill set? What's the practice schedule like? Just tell me what it's like to be an esports player.
Well, Skylar, don't sell yourself short. You are an incredible Mario Party player, so you have a little bit.
I'm not even that. I'm really bad at Mario Party too.
Yes, sure. So from my point of view, I haven't really competed at a major level as some of these other guys. What I really did was be more of a viewer and be friends with a lot of these guys who were on the top level. So I sort of learned a lot from them, actually. So it wasn't particularly myself or my routine. It was more them and what they could teach me just through watching them, and also my experience with a bit of marketing and learning just through my education, which really brought me to that level and understanding of, look, this could be something that could potentially be really good and beneficial for a UK team.
Yeah,
and definitely.
Do you think that a lot of young fans become fans of the NBA through 2K? Is that kind of their first intro to basketball? I heard we just had Sam the Ruler on the podcast, and he's, you know, one of the top players in the UK for 2K. And he's like, yeah, I became a Miami Heat fan because I was playing with Shaq in, you know, one of the first 2K games. So do you get that sense too of like a lot of people's introduction to basketball is actually through 2K?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 2K is such a sort of interesting game. Some years it's more arcadey, some years it's more of a simulation. So if you play it for a while, you really get this mixture of, I guess, a fun game with all these crazy animations and contact dunks, which really build the excitement for the game. And then you sort of can branch out into the actual real world and say, hey, who are these real players that I'm playing with? I don't know. I learned about a lot about Jimmy Butler just through playing similar to Sam the Ruler with the Miami Heat and then coming to Chicago Bulls. I mean, starting off there, really.
Yeah.
And then through that, I got more and more into the NBA. I mean, I've always been an NBA fan, but I guess being involved in such a big franchise and a big game, it really does open your eyes to the actual real world of the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense. What did you guys learn from the NBA teams who have done this with their organizations that you wanted to apply when building out your esports team for the Giants?
And Liam, Alex, both of you can hop in anytime you want.
Yeah.
Sure, Liam. Do you want me to get started just from a viewer perspective?
Yeah, go on, you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, really, it was the whole NBA 2K League. So when they got that started up, I noticed there were a very limited amount of European players, more UK players, who were getting drafted. So I thought to myself, why not start trying to get something started in the UK and maybe grow that to the level and maybe potentially, maybe a bit far-fetched, but eventually make a league where there's more of an European and UK central player base, which really gives more of an opportunity for our players to be involved in such a major stage and league.
Yeah. And then Liam, on the marketing side, did you look at them for inspiration?
Yeah, definitely. I think the way the teams look, the presentation of the games and whatnot is fantastic. It's almost a level above a lot of what football clubs are doing in the UK, which really, really impressed me. So it's something we're going to look at. We're going to look at the best in class and model what the best teams are doing. I was looking at the Manchester City's FIFA one, and they had a full studio set up and, you know, overlooking the court and presenters and whatnot. So that's something eventually I'd very much like to get into doing.
Yeah, I mean, their setup is pretty incredible. But to go back to kind of the goals and kind of looking at the NBA for inspiration, starting it yourself, I love that to hear, you know, BBL team like the Giants has this 5 to 10 year vision, the 10-10 strategy. Yeah. You even branded it, which is great to hear. How does starting an esports team really tie into going after this new audience across the different boroughs and kind of engaging that younger fan base that does spend a lot more time watching esports than actual sports?
So I think it's not just about the first team in a lot of ways. In the same way with the basketball team, it's not just about the first team. In a way, they're quite a small part of what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So on the basketball side, we're going into schools all over Greater Manchester and getting kids to play basketball. And I don't see that esports should be any different to that.
Yeah.
You know, when we're doing basketball camps, there's nothing to say we can't also be doing 2K camps.
It's COVID safe. People forget that.
Exactly. And for some kids, you know, to be a really talented basketball player, it might not be for them, but they do love the game of basketball and they like playing as a computer game. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. Mm-hmm. And to do it in a social way where they're not locked in the bedrooms, maybe we could get some sort of something set up on home games where people could come and play our players and test themselves against the best. Or we could have a Greater Manchester League where we've got teams from each borough from the 10 by 10. And, you know, it gives us a way to scout the best up and coming talent locally as well.
I mean, that's so fun. And, you know, out of Detroit, there's actually a new company in the States where they are setting up the first sanctioned high school esports leagues, where different high schools in the States, it's just like playing varsity basketball, but you are a varsity 2K player, a varsity Rocket League player. Wow. And it is catching on like fire. They've raised tens of millions of dollars. They have tens of thousands of high schools signed up. And you're right. You know, if you're not, you know, if you're not physically gifted, or maybe you just prefer playing the 2K version, it's such a good way to connect with people, especially in the pandemic, especially when a lot of our social interactions are going virtual. And it's cost effective. You know, if you can just hop onto Twitch or hop onto Discord and play with friends, it's a lot easier than trying to figure out, how do I get to the facility? How do we rent the facility? How do we get that going? So high school league across the boroughs would be a lot of fun to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been plotting it already. I've had lots of phone calls from people wanting to join the esports team. I think I've texted them all back and say you'd have more chance texting Danny Byrne, seeing if you could join the BBL team, because these guys that Alex have put together are meant to be fantastic. Well, that's what he's telling me anyway. So his head's on the block if they aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd actually love to hear from you, Alex. How did you go about building out this team?
Yeah, I mean, so that was probably, at the same time, it was one of the easiest and most complex processes, because basically the whole 2K community, at least in the EU and UK, is all on Twitter. So getting into contact with these players was quite simple, but it was at the same time demanding, because some players wanted to play with their friends, with particular teammates, whereas I really wanted to emphasize this culture of having some committed guys who would not just bounce as soon as there was some better offer, or if things weren't going as smoothly. I wanted some really long-term guys who were ready to commit and go for the long haul. So from that perspective, it was quite challenging, but I'm confident with the guys that I've selected that they're all going to be very well equipped to compete at the highest level.
What goes into picking good 2K players? You know, I mean, I look at Lyle Hexham, I'm like, yeah, the Giants should sign him. Like, that's a good pick. But how do you go about picking and building a team? Because it's not necessarily like, are there certain people that are really good at playing post, that are playing point guard, even though it's esports? What goes into selecting those players?
Yeah, I mean, every player has a sort of the archetype, so that position which they're really good at. And when it comes to actually selecting them, you look on Twitch to see how they're playing, who they're playing with, their connections, and their past team experience at the same time. So I went through a balance of seeing which guys have the potential to be really good and who have been performing at a good level, but are maybe not as well known as some of the other guys. And I've gone with guys who are also well known in the community, who have already had a lot of success, and who I know for sure are good team leaders and who will work together well to get the best results possible and be really professional about this and take this as seriously as possible.
So to answer it directly, you can be like a known post player in 2K, or like a known outside shooter. Those are skill sets you can grow. Or is it more general?
There's definitely, I wouldn't say post in the post necessarily, but there's this thing called dexing, where you're basically a sharpshooter most usually, and then you're just sort of getting open just by off the ball movement. So there's quite a few guys who are known for that. I mean, with this next gen gameplay, I think fans and just the general audience is going to be a lot more engaged, because it's a lot more versatile. For the first time in a while, players can do a lot of things. You can even have the power forward running up the ball, passing, shooting, dunking, everything. Yeah. So it's really going to be a skill-based game this year for sure.
All right, I have so many questions, Skylar, but go ahead with your with your goal question. For our audience, it's like, okay, what is esports? Like, how are you good at it? Because a lot of people don't know what they don't know and haven't played. But all right, go ahead, Skylar, before I launch into my 2K questions.
Thanks, Brian. I'd love to hear from both of you, especially as the first BBL team to have an esports team. What are your goals with this team? Maybe Liam, you can start from the Giants side, what the Giants goals for this team are, then Alex, maybe what your personal goals for this team are.
So I think for me, it's about proof of concept, in proving that this thing can work and that it's got legs under it, and it's not a distraction, and it can be taken seriously as a branch of what the club does.
Yeah.
I think that's firstly the most important thing. I've actually been having conversations with a couple of BBL clubs who are looking to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dream would be to have a British Basketball League, maybe not necessarily just BBL teams, but D1 teams or independent teams that aren't affiliated to any club, but it would be the best of the best in the British League. I think that would be, you know, a great way for it to sort of finish up on the pro side. But as well, it's about coming down and making it community-based as well. So if we can get lots of kids coming and playing it and doing esports camps and meeting Alex and some of our better players and getting tips and, you know, just building a community around it, I think is the key thing to make a success of this.
And then Alex, your personal goals to the team.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's pretty similar to Liam. I think it's all about growth, getting engagement, but more on the 2K side of things. So really getting our team to look as serious as possible and be respected by all the other organizations and pro teams who are already playing, really getting the highest level of competition results, and also being a team not just that is, I guess, dominant on the court, so to speak, but more off the court, being engaged with their community. Because I've noticed a lot of these teams, whilst they do get good competition results, they're not really community teams, if that makes sense. They're very result orientated. But I want to be more than this, or we want to be more than this, and just sort of grow as a team and as a community on the whole.
Yeah, esports can be about community just as much as regular sports can be.
Yeah.
And sometimes more, like, you know, a lot of the streamers that I follow, the fact that you can play and comment on what you're playing and interact with fans all at the same time is something that, you know, physical sports, or if, you know, Lyle Hexham's out there, or Jordan Whelan, I always get it wrong. Liam, what is it?
Ace Whelan.
Whelan, got it. Jordan Whelan, incredible player as well. I can't, like, if I could hear them talking on the court and like answering fan questions while they're playing, or like getting back on defense, that's something that esports has that I don't know if the NBA or BBL can ever get to.
Yeah, I've sat quite close to the court, and I don't think it's something we could ever do. That was
yeah, the bubble got a little scary with the players being mic'd up. Yeah, that's very true. And I know Bomber with the Clippers has talked about doing the Chris Paul cam back at Lob City days, where you could pick the player perspective to watch instead of, you know, the normal broadcast. You would mic them up the entire game, but you're right. You know, the trash talking there is a little too intense.
Especially with Lyle and Breon as well. Apparently they're very, very, I don't know if he's bad for it or good for it, but they like talking.
Okay. Let's go on the marketing side a little bit. So Liam, are you guys starting a new TikTok account for this esports team? Do they have their own Twitter channel? I've seen that they have their own Twitter. How are you thinking about marketing this and building this community along with the Giants?
So to start with, we've got a Twitter account and a Twitch account, you know, depends what competition is going to enter. Yep, exactly. So it's twitch.tv/MCRGiants, and at Twitter, it's at MCRGiants Esports. Apparently we can't put esports because of the character limit, but you know, there we go. But yeah, we're looking to just start on those, and sometimes you can try and do too much, so I'd rather try and build a platform in one place and get a lot of good engagement on that before we try and expand into other areas. Instagram's an interesting one, as is TikTok. As we build the sort of team behind the team, Marcel's going to be coming in. We're starting doing the player announcements soon, and as we get into sort of doing games and whatnot, we're going to have a look at what else we can do to try and promote it.
Yep, absolutely. And so to clarify, this is, you are playing NBA 2K. So you're playing with NBA teams. That's correct, right?
We're going to be building a Manchester Giants team.
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
So they'll be wearing Manchester Giants kits on Manchester Giants court. The players will eventually, we're going to try and see what the lead times are on doing it. So it might not be straight away, but the players will be having their own kit. It won't be a Giants vest. It'll be an esport kit for the team. They'll all look the part. It's all going to be branded Giants. The players are obviously going to be using their own, what is it, avatars, is that the word? I've just looked like
It's okay, we're the olds, Liam.
I look like a boomer now, don't I? Okay, boomer. Right. they're going to be obviously dressed as their own people, but it's all going to be Manchester Giants branded.
So Alex, what would it take if every BBL team created an esports franchise? What would it take to actually build out a full BBL league in 2K? First of all, is that possible? And then how much time would that take? I've heard it's hard.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, let's put away the licensing and the actual legal.
They'll figure that out. That's for Liam to figure out.
Yeah, if that was all put to one side, it would be challenging, but it wouldn't be as challenging as people may think. There's a mode in 2K called Pro-Am where all of this goes on. You go in with five guys or more, but five guys when you play in the match, no substitutions, 5-minute quarters. You design your arena, you upload your images and your branding, and then you put that on the jerseys and everything. From there, you're playing with five guys all mic'd up, everything. And you're communicating with them, playing as if it was a real game, and taking it from there. When it comes to a whole league, it would just be multiplying this by X amount of teams.
Yep.
And then there's this thing called private matchmaking within the game mode where you put in a password, and then it's as simple as that. You just match up, and then setting up a website or whatever it is to keep track of who's winning, who's losing, and the whole table. That's it. That's all you'd need.
And it stays consistent, so it actually is locked in. It's not a temporary thing. You can build a permanent team to build out and play.
Yeah. Anyone, literally any player can make a team, brand it up any way they want. And then, they can go from there. I mean, you obviously need the players, but anyone has the right and anyone has the possibility to make this.
Skylar, I think this is our path for London Looperlonics to be a real thing.
Maybe.
Do you guys know about the London Looperlonics, London's first NBA team? Maybe it's an first NBA 2K team.
I saw it was first potential, possible team,
Well, we're from Seattle, so it breaks our heart that the Supersonics are gone. So why not have the London Looperlonics as just a replacement team?
Yeah, sure.
I have just a very basic eSport question for you, Alex.
Skylar,
still so much I don't know.
Let's set up this. We're just going to rapid fire through for our audience. So many questions about 2K. So just get ready, Alex. We're going to fire a bunch. Sure. They're very basic.
Yeah.
For our audience, Skylar, kick us off here.
How do you practice as a team?
So when you practice as a team, you can go through this Pro-Am mode. So it's same thing, Pro-Am. You can either do private matchmaking where a lot of teams are on a Discord server, and then you just say, looking for a matchup. It's as simple as that. You type in the same password and you go from there. Or you can do the ranked mode where you just all ready up and then it puts you into a match against a random team. And that's how you practice essentially.
So there's no drills? You're just playing scrimmages, playing real games?
No drills. I mean, you can make your own drills if you want. I mean, it's quite
difficult. There's no layup lines?
No layup lines. No, everyone's already good and ready.
No COVID test for the players either.
You don't have to. No temperature checks before the game. So in the practices, you know, you run through like one-on-one drills and in actual basketball on a court. You're not doing that. You're kind of focusing on your individual skill set, maybe individually.
Yeah.
And then when you actually have a team practice, that's when you come together to actually play.
Sure. I mean, you've got a micro mode, which is where you can do all these trainings and drills. Which is more to get your badges up and like your progression level, your ratings up and everything. I don't know of anyone who takes that really seriously other than just grinding it. Everyone calls it grind because it is a grind. Most people don't find it as entertaining, but there's people who do. So there's a whole story mode behind that. But yeah, when you get into the 5v5 Pro-Am, you basically just play. You play, you call plays, you can draw plays on your own and just understand them and everything. But then when it gets to the game, you play. That's it.
So is there a coach? Are you the coach? Is that different than a captain?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I'm more going to be just the guy who's going to be sorting out all the player-to-team relations. So just make sure everything runs smoothly. I mean, I could easily be there talking during the game, saying what teams are doing against them, maybe if they're missing some rotation or anything like that. There are teams that do that and who do have their own coach, but it's uncommon, let's say.
Okay, so you're not getting subbed out if you jack too many threes in a row. Is there subbing out? I know a lot of these answers, but for our audience, they might not.
Yeah, exactly. There's no subbing out in the game. It's 5-minute quarters.
Okay.
So it's just five guys playing the game. In between matches, say if you're playing a series, one guy can leave the arena and another guy can jump in, or you can change your badges, your build, whatever it is.
Yep.
And then you just jump in from there.
Skylar, interrupt me at any point because I just have so many. Can players get injured?
Not in the online game. Okay. In my career, yeah, sure.
My career, yes, but not in pro. Okay.
Are there technical fouls? Like, yes, can you get in trouble for arguing with the ref in esports?
Well, there's nothing yet with arguing with referees. I think if they added that into the game, I would think there'd be a lot of that, just generally because of the excitement level and just human nature. But there are technical fouls which come up when you get a hard foul. They're quite random. Like, it can come up at the worst time or the best possible time for a team, depending who you're playing for. But no, it's quite limited when it comes to that. There's definitely this factor of RNG in the game, which is just random. I guess I could talk about the release timing. So when you're shooting a shot, you need to time it perfectly to get a green release. If you mistime it, it's a white. And sometimes white's going, which can be quite random. But other than that, no, not really.
How do you, you know, if someone's playing like shit, how do you like, hey, you need to pick, like, what are you doing during an actual game? Like, how do you penalize? That's like, if you can't bench him and you can't like take him to the side, how do you coach mid game, or how do you like, I would want to get mad at them. How do you get mad at them during a game?
Yeah, there's, I mean, different players have different approaches. Some people will literally just scream at your teammate, and they're the quote unquote toxic players in the community.
Yep.
I think most commonly is trying to be as constructive as possible and just saying, you know, stay calm, you got this. Because like you said, there's no subs in the middle of the game, so you can't really scream at him and expect him to do better. So it's usually a bad process of just being like, okay, calm down, you'll get your shot going. And then from there, if they keep playing bad, then you can discuss after the game. Well, discuss. But yeah, you can get into it after the game.
Can you only hear your own? Oh, go ahead, Skylar.
Thanks, Brian. Does playing 2K affect how you watch basketball? Like, do you feel like it gives you more insight into the X's and O's?
I mean, it can do. It's a sort of yes, no sort of thing. If you've got no experience whatsoever in basketball or watching basketball, you may learn a few things such as pick and roll, pick and fades, running
it's
some plays.
Yeah.
But if you know basketball and you've watched it for a long time, you will realize that there is a limited amount of correlation between the esports and the real sport, because obviously in every sort of game, there's a meta where there's your go-to strategy and that works the best. In basketball itself, it's a lot more fluid. You run in different plays, adjusting to each and every game and based on who you're playing against. So yeah, there's definitely some similarity, but overall, not so much.
Can you only hear your own teammates, or can you also hear the other team while you're playing? Can you trash talk is my question.
Yeah. In Pro-Am, there is voice chat, but usually when you're communicating in that game, it can get blurred out by the crowd and everything. So it's better to just make your own party, and you can't actually hear the opponents in the Pro-Am game mode. In Rec and Park, which are other game modes, which are 5v5 and 3v3, you can trash talk your opponents.
Nice.
It can be fun. Some people get a feeling sub, you know, it's a way of life. So it's one of those things.
Couple more before Skylar finishes us off here. How do you challenge other teams? Because there isn't a BBL. Are you challenging other clubs? Are you just entering tournaments? How do you actually compete?
Yeah. So at the moment, there's a lot of, at least in the EU, there's a lot of these organizations, whether pro, semi-pro, who are organizing these tournaments, which aren't affiliated with 2K. But they just basically set an entry fee potentially, or you get invited and then there's a prize for whether it's winner takes all or first and second place get a prize, whatever it is. And then if you're invited, great. If not, you can enter. And then that's how you really compete. you could also do wages, but that's not as common with 5v5. That's more of a 3v3 sort of thing. But yeah, it's more of these tournaments which are organized.
Got it. And then last question for both of you. Do any of the actual Giants players play 2K? Who's the best one on the actual squad?
It's a question for Liam.
Yeah, I'm told that your man Lyle is a bit of a gamer. I know him and Breon are always playing each other on Call of Duty, I think. So I've never actually seen him on 2K, so I'd have to find out. I think one of the things we're going to do as a promo is we're going to see if any of the Giants players can stack up against any of our esports players on 5v5.
We need that. If the actual Giants played the esports Giants, in that would be incredible. Please do that.
Yeah, I think we'll try. We'll try and get Alex on the center court at Bellevue and try and see what we can set up. Be a bit embarrassing if one of the actual players won it though. So first, Alex.
Yeah,
this has been absolutely enlightening. I swear this is.
Yeah, wow.
This is the most I've ever known about esports. Let's finish up. I'd love to hear from both of you on why you think other BBL clubs should emulate this model. Maybe Liam, you can go first.
I think just for the reasons I've already outlined, but for their areas and for the, you know, so the London Lions have obviously got a massive market that would be interested in playing this. You know, Plymouth and Newcastle and Glasgow, they're all big places that have a lot of a catchment area around them. So for all the reasons I've outlined, it's a good idea for Manchester. It's a good idea for all the other teams in the league as well. I think if we did manage to come together and have a British league, then, you know, we could actually use that to get into, I think as well, there's a lot of people who don't play basketball that play 2K that could be introduced to British basketball. A lot of people are interested in the NBA that aren't interested in British basketball. And I think if we can get our brands out there and in front of these people that play the game and love the game, but don't necessarily look at British basketball, I think it could only be good for the sport.
Yeah. Alex, what about you?
Yeah. So basically following on from Liam as well, I think other than the engagement factor, I think there's this real strong potential for this sense of identity when you're playing for your club, for your, whether it's national or local team. It can really bring in this massive audience of people who maybe did not initially take it as seriously to really support or represent their team and really try and do the best they can and bring the best results possible for their city, whatever it is. And I think it's really important at the same time for teams to take a chance on this, because I know it can be quite a thing where you're thinking there's no way this could work. But if you just look at some of the other sports and the other games, there's clearly a big correlation with success with this and real sports and how it can sort of combine together and just bring in a massive target audience and just basically branch out on your influence overall.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited to see how the club progresses and how you can build out this esports team. Anything that we know where to find you on social, any events or anything you guys want to plug coming up that people should be aware of?
Go on.
Go ahead, Liam.
I was going to say, we haven't got any because we're in quarantine at the moment. Yeah. So we're on Sky Sports. We're on Sky Sports on the, I think it's the 8th of January. So, you know, look out for that. Giants back on Sky Sports for the first time in a number of years.
Yeah, and I'd say from the esports, sort of, well, I guess we're all in esports now, but from the player point of view, I guess the best thing to watch out for is the player announcements, the squad announcement, which is coming soon. And then from there, we're going to be trying to enter our first tournament and then go from there.
Let's go. All right. Thanks so much for coming on, guys. We appreciate
it. Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.